Live from around the world, it's time for Peter Greenberg Worldwide with America's number one frontline travel news journalist. Get on the phone now and call 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, the travel detective, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome aboard another edition of Peter Greenberg Worldwide on this Veterans Day weekend. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you happen to be. We, of course, have been transiting the entire country, up, down, left, right, you name it. So get out your maps, boys and girls. 36 degrees, 5 minutes north, 115 degrees, 10 minutes west. We're coming to you from Las Vegas, and in particular, the Trump International Hotel. If you don't know where that is, it may be because, well, it's a relatively new hotel, but it's also not necessarily on the Strip, and it's not necessarily your typical Las Vegas hotel. Imagine this, a no-smoking hotel. Gotta love that. And no gaming, so it's quiet, and kid and pet friendly. Not a bad deal. Anyway, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem, and we will solve it right here on the air. We'll be dealing with some of those emails a little bit later in the show, and there are some doozies. But if you want to talk about a doozy, listen to this. You may not have heard of Terry Weisinger, but she set a record of sorts. Remember the Tom Hanks movie Terminal? Well, she lived that dream. Listen to this. She was looking for a fresh start when spending her last dollars on an airline ticket to take her from San Francisco to Idaho, where she was planning to start a new life. She had enough from her last remaining dollars to buy the airline ticket, so she went out, bought the ticket, got out to the airline and the airport, and then U.S. Airways hit her with $60 to check her two bags. She didn't have $60. She literally spent her last money on the ticket. And that set off a chain of events that led to her being trapped in the airport for 8 solid days. She had nowhere to go. She had nowhere to be. She had no money. And she just spent the time wandering the airport, depressed, trapped, doing her version of that 2004 film starring Tom Hanks. And she was finally, listen to this, she was finally sprung from that airport purgatory by the Airport Church of Christ, whose parishioners paid her baggage and, of course, then they were rebooking and ticket fare change fees. And she went on to Idaho. And she hadn't had a shower in 8 days or a change of clothing. It was exhausting, and all she had was a couple of packets of trail mix. Talk about camping at the airport. And now let's hear it for U.S. Air. They were contacted to find out why that was a problem and why they didn't help. And they and she basically said, could I get a refund on the ticket because you charged me basically double because I had to travel at another time because I didn't have the money to spend on the bags. And U.S. Airways says, we've apologized to Ms. Weisinger for her experience, but unfortunately, we are unable to offer a refund. When you purchase a non-refundable ticket, you accept the terms and conditions. If a passenger cannot travel with their bags, they need to make other arrangements, as in sleep at the airport for 8 days. So are there some takeaway lessons from this? Well, yeah, there are. You need to plan ahead. You realize that your airline fees or your fares are just the beginning of what it's going to cost you to go from point A to point B. Most of us know that, but Terry Weisinger didn't. And the nickel and diming gets crazier and crazier by airline. As we all know by now, Spirit Airlines, which has as its advertising motto, we're not happy until you're not happy, they actually charge you a fee just to print a boarding pass. How about that? So you can actually do that at home on your computer. We know about the luggage fees. A little bit later in the show, we'll be talking to Scott McCartney from the Wall Street Journal because of the craziness of the seat selection fees now. It's not enough just to say you have a seat on the plane. They're going to charge you for just about every seat on the plane other than the one they give you, which, as you may know, may be that dreaded middle seat. Scott's got some very interesting numbers on that. And of course, if you want to be stupid enough to board the plane first, and the only reason why you'd want to board the plane first is because you don't have any checked bags. You have lots of carry-on bags that you're trying to sneak in, and you need to get to those overhead compartments before anybody else does. Otherwise, you can't get on the plane. But if you want to do that, that can cost you up to $39 each way just to get on the plane first, to watch all the other people then struggle to get on the plane. And, of course, the only consolation for Terry Weisinger, had U.S. Airways thought ahead, was since she was sleeping at the airport, they might have given her a pillow, but then again, they charged $7 for that. So good luck. Anyway, that was our story with Terry, and we're glad to hear that she's back in Idaho. And airlines are just not cutting anybody any slack, and they don't have to right now because they're filling 87% of their seats. They've parked a lot of planes in the desert. Fewer planes means fewer flights, means fewer seats, means the law of supply and demand kicks in. And here we are on, you know, the weekend of November 12th. And if you haven't made Thanksgiving travel plans yet, don't come crying to me when you find out that a round-trip airfare from Los Angeles to New York on the day before Thanksgiving is over $850. However, think about this. Who wants to go anywhere for Thanksgiving anyway? I keep telling you, it's a dysfunctional family get-together. Instead, why don't you go someplace where nobody's going and where they don't know from Turkey? The French don't know from Turkey. The Turkish don't know from Turkey. And how about this? Airfare from L.A. to New York for Thanksgiving weekend, leaving on a Wednesday, coming back Sunday, over $880. From Los Angeles to Istanbul over Thanksgiving weekend, $600. Now, where would you rather be? The best rice pudding in the world in Istanbul, or really bad turkey after you spend $883 and then you get trapped on that Friday at the mall? Why would you do that to yourself? Anyway, that's the deal on that. Other things are going on now in terms of airfares. You will see some very fast moving flash sales, and they're done on Twitter. They're done on Facebook. They're just launched. They don't last very long, and they're usually to places you don't want to go. However, they're entertaining to look at. You know, I just saw a fare that came across my desk on the computer about 2 hours ago, you know, like to Des Moines from Chicago for $39. Now, that doesn't count your pillow or your $60 to check your bags to Des Moines. It just gets crazier and crazier. But you will see those fare sales. They will not last long, and there are very few seats available. Again, go to France for Thanksgiving. Go to Turkey for turkey. Well, actually, don't. They're not going to find turkey in Turkey. Just go to Turkey for Thanksgiving. You'll be much better off. When we come back, we're going to find out about those other dreaded fees, especially the seat selection fees now, which are getting out of control. There are some airlines that actually think a middle seat is a preferred seat. What have they been drinking? We'll be back with more from the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And there's no fee for this one when we come back.
The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now, so call us at 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. This segment of Peter Greenberg Worldwide is proudly brought to you by
MedJet Assist. If you're injured or hospitalized while traveling, MedJet Assist will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely and be smart. Get MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances.
Now back to Peter Greenberg.
18 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg coming to you from the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas. And taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. If you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. And as I do every week at this time of the show, I encourage you to go to our website, petergreenberg.com, for our comprehensive list of all the aid and relief organizations doing all that hard and essential work in Haiti. That's right. Another 8 years of rebuilding there, folks. in Western China, in Japan, in Christchurch, New Zealand, and even in Chile. All of those places, victims of either earthquakes and or tsunamis in the last, 20 months. And what's great about this list is you will be pleasantly surprised as to how many different ways you can contribute. I'm not talking money. I'm talking you, up close and personal, on the ground, structuring your own volunteer vacation. And for those of us who have kids over the age of 8, many of these programs allow you to take your kids. It's a life-changing experience. When you give to others, what you get back is exponential. So please check out that list. And if you do go, hey, give us a call and let us know that you're doing it. We want to hear from you on the road, because when people hear what you're able to do and what you're able to experience, it's a trip you'll never forget, and it's all very needed. So check out that list. Just a couple of minutes ago, we were talking about the craziness about all the other fees that the airlines are charging. One in particular, just the seat that you're sitting in coach. Some seats apparently are more equal than others, and some are defined in such bizarre ways that the center seat is considered by some airlines to be a preferred seat, which I happen to think is totally delusional. And perhaps my next guest, a regular on our show, the travel editor for The Wall Street Journal and the author of The Wall Street Journal Guide to Power Travel, our good pal, Scott McCartney. Do you agree or not, Scott? Ha ha.
Well, that a middle seat is a preferred seat? I don't agree, but that puts me in contrast to several airlines, which are now really taking a large percentage of their seats, classifying them as preferred, and essentially pressuring people into paying for a seat assignment.
I remember Northwest Airlines, when they first started doing it, in the first four rows behind the first class, every seat was considered a preferred seat, including, 8E. I'm sorry, that's not a preferred seat.
Yeah, no, it's not. And, airlines are saying, well, being in the front of the cabin is what's preferred. I looked at seat maps of some flights where seats all the way back to 24D and E were roped off, if you will, as preferred seats. It's becoming more and more of a game of, choose your poison. Are you going to have to pay just to get a seat? You buy a ticket, but that doesn't get you a specific seat. It's a real issue for families traveling together. They want to sit together. You just can't show up at the gate or even check in 24 hours ahead and roll the dice on what seats you're going to get.
Well, in the recent past, a lot of airlines would hold back about 30% of their seats for what they call airport control. And the argument that they gave was huge numbers of business travelers overbooking. This doesn't have to do anything with overbooking. This has to do with controlling who's going to pay for those seats, I think.
No, it that's right. It does have something to do with the seats that are held back for elite level frequent flyers. They often are given access to exit row seats, for example, and things like that.
Sure.
But I think it's not really it's an overbooking issue in the sense that I do think you run a greater risk of getting bumped from a flight if you don't have a seat assignment, and so that's part of the pressure of I buy a ticket, I go online, there aren't any seats available, or the only seats that are available for free are middle seats in the back of the airplane. I don't want to do that. I'm going to wait and see if something opens up or take my chances or feel pressured into buying one of those preferred seats, even if it's in the middle, in the front of the airplane.
And then there's the whole issue of United Airlines with Economy Plus, which, by the way, I thought was a pretty good idea when United started it. And in fact, Continental now is Continental planes are going to be doing it too.
Right, Continental planes are going to be doing it too, but there's a really interesting change that they're making beginning next year where their lowest level of frequent flyers, of elite level frequent flyers, the premier level, they won't be able to reserve Economy Plus seats in advance. They will be able to reserve an Economy Plus seat for free at check-in. But it up until next year, they've been able to do it when they bought a ticket. Folks at that level and the silver level at Continental, I think it's going to kind of be a rude awakening where they're going to end up in the middle seats, or if they get into Economy Plus, or they're going to be X'd out of Economy Plus, or they're going to feel pressured into paying themselves for Economy Plus. It's really taking away one of the true perks that they had of that elite level status.
Now, here's the interesting thing that I thought about. And you brought it up in one of your stories about preferred seating. You looked at a flight, and in particular, it was American Airlines flight 871 from Boston to Miami. And you saw online that it had, what, 27 open seats, but 21 of them were classified as preferred seats. But here's the thing that made me laugh. They were preferred seats, and I'm quoting from you, requiring extra payment ranging from $4 to $39. What the heck is a $4 seat? I need to know what that is.
Well, that's a preferred seat on a flight that's really not preferred. That's the range for the that's the preferred seat to Des Moines or something. That's the range that American charges in its preferred seat program. It's hard to tell exactly what the range would be for all the different seats on that particular flight, but you know, it's all supply and demand. If there are some flights where preferred seats are going to sell much better than others, just based on the clientele. There's some flights where the supply and demand is, you know, if there are a whole lot of business travelers, they're going to get gobbled up, and so it is a pretty big range.
I have to tell you, and you may not believe this, Scott, but it's true. As a matter of principle, I will not pay for a preferred seat. I will take whatever seat I have just to be able to sit there with my headphones on, grin and bear it, because I just think it's just a joke.
Yeah, it's, you know, what do you get when you're paying that fee? It's really sort of outrageous. There's a fundamental question here of what do you get when you buy an airline ticket, and I think you ought to get a seat assignment. And paying extra just to reserve the seat that you already bought just seems to take nickel and diming to a whole nother level.
And speaking of a whole other level, the early boarding fee. I mean, look. Bottom line is, why would I spend another, what, up to $18, I guess, to board early? The only way I can think about doing that, and the only reason why I might consider doing that, is if I have two really large carry-on bags that I want to shove in that overhead compartment before everybody else gets on.
Right. You're the guy that everybody hates that brings all kinds of huge bags on and is trying to avoid the check bag fee. And so to avoid the check bag fee, you pay the early boarding fee. And you know, maybe you're $7 ahead. Another issue of there's just not enough overhead bin space for all the stuff that gets brought on the airplane. And part of that is a function of airlines just cramming more seats into airplanes that really weren't equipped appropriately.
And the funny part about that is I was on a Delta Airlines flight about 3 months ago from New York to L.A., in which I counted 53 bags in the jetway that couldn't fit on the plane, which the airline then said they just put in the belly of the plane and didn't charge the passengers, which almost started a riot because there are a lot of people on that plane who did pay for the airlines to check their bags. And everybody else who just got it to the gate was able to sneak it through security and get it in, you know, get it out to the gate. They didn't have to pay.
Yeah, this is really one the industry hasn't figured out yet. You know, those 53 bags, that flight's going to end up late.
That flight was late.
Yeah,
that flight was late by 22 minutes. I counted.
Yeah, so that's costing Delta money. I mean, this is one where Spirit's answer to that was to charge everybody a fee for putting something in the overhead bin. So that it's cheaper to actually check a bag than it is to carry it on. And they've shaved about 5 minutes off of every flight in their schedule just because they aren't checking bags at the gate anymore.
Oh, I think I should just dress up as a rollerboard. I'll just go to the airport as a rollerboard.
I'm sure there's a dress up fee too, Peter.
Although these days I think it's a dress down fee. Scott McCartney, as always, the travel editor for the Wall Street Journal. Scott's also the author of the Wall Street Journal Guide to Power Travel. Scott, thanks for joining me, man.
Good to be with you.
You got it, man. Oh, by the way, that'll be $5. And when we come back, we're going to emails. But first, we'll also talk about the Las Vegas you didn't know. Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas right after this.
To participate in the program and speak with Peter Greenberg, call 1-888-887-3837. Or visit petergreenberg.com. The Peter Greenberg Worldwide phone lines are open now. So call us at 1-888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Once again, here's your host, Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, welcome back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide from the Trump International Hotel here in Las Vegas, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know exactly what to do. You email me to peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We'll solve it right here on the air. We've got some emails coming up. But first, every time I come to Vegas, I want to do a story about, you know, asking the locals stuff that I didn't know, stuff that's not in the brochure, something that's not in the guidebooks. And we'll start off with our good pal Zeke Quezada.
Quezada, right.
I know, I could never get that right, man.
Oh, that's all right. I can't either.
And you write for About.com, which I do know about. But let's talk about this hotel to begin with, because most people, let's face it, who come to Las Vegas are not thinking about the Trump Hotel here because they see it, and it's a big building. You can't miss it in the skyline, but they're not necessarily thinking of it in terms of like the traditional casino, the traditional gaming, the traditional restaurants, right?
That's correct. First of all, thanks for having me, and welcome to Las Vegas.
Thank you, sir.
It's a great place to show up, and there's lots to happen here. But the Trump Hotel is great, and it's, if you have kids, it's the kind of place.
See, I said that when we came in. Right, it's kid-friendly.
Oh, it definitely is. And you can make this your ground zero for so much to see in this town. If you're talking about Red Rock Canyon or even those things on the Strip that you'd love to see, but you want to shield your children from the gaming aspect or the smoking aspect, so much is happening here.
I have to tell you, just walking in, it sounds like a little thing, but it's not to me. The idea that it's not smoking, there is no smoking, to me, is like totally cool because you know it right away the minute you walk in.
Oh, it's a huge plus.
Yeah.
Years back, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
So they did try a non-smoking casino at one point.
That doesn't
failed
work.
Miserably.
That doesn't work.
Yeah. But this isn't a casino, so it's okay.
Correct. Well, and there's also the customer service here. You get, there's a completely different brand here. It's just the kind of place where I have young kids. I'll bring my kids to those places that are non-gaming, that are easy to maneuver. You don't have to deal with answering the questions in the elevator, like, why is she doing that? You know, that kind of thing. And believe I have two boys.
Well, okay. Well, there's a time and a place for taking those elevator rides, but I suppose, but not here.
Yeah, correct.
But what's the biggest surprise to you right now about Vegas in general? Because, you know, it's gone through a rather challenging time. Even though they're filling a lot of rooms right now, the rates are way down. City Center is still struggling. Let's call it what it is. I mean, there are hotels over there that are not even open. But what's changed that's been in a good way in the last, let's say, 6 to 8 months?
Well, I believe that the idea that people are focusing on two things, Vegas is a culinary destination, is incredible. You're going to have Wolfgang Puck on here later on. But when you start thinking about some of the best chefs in the world have restaurants right here on the Las Vegas Strip, different from New York and San Francisco where, you know, you're trying to get a table, you're trying to get a spot, you can find great, this is a culinary destination.
Oh, yeah, that part we got, but that was happening before 8 months ago.
But it's changing in the sense that the white cloth, fine dining establishment is going away, and we're going to casual restaurants. Let's pick, for example, Scarpetta, which is a New York restaurant, Beverly Hills restaurant. We have here in town DOCG, a scaled-down version of that, a more affordable, approachable way of looking at dining, where Las Vegas locals and Las Vegas visitors alike can now really appreciate that. What they're doing is they're trying to pull in that moderate traveler, the person who's willing to spend
$40 for a bottle of wine, but not $800.
Well, exactly, right. Yeah. And that is happening here in town. You know, the other side is the attractions in town. When you're talking about shows, Absinthe, a show at Caesar's Palace, a great show that's now costing you $45 to $70.
As opposed to Celine or Bette.
Correct, yeah. Which are way up there in the $125, $175. Even when you're talking about Cirque du Soleil shows, which are $125, there's a lot of mid-range entertainment here that is very affordable. This is an affordable destination. When you're thinking that people cannot get on planes because of baggage fees or because they don't want to sit in the middle seat and pay for that extra one, which my wife would say that the middle seat is preferred because I get to sit next to her. I mean, she'd pay extra to have me sit
wow,
there.
Wow, we're justifying some behavior here. Okay.
Right. But let's face it, when people can't get on a plane, they can drive to Las Vegas. You know, you're in the center of the Southwest. You have Zion National Park. You have the Grand Canyon. If you're